Thanks to station sponsor OzTip Recycling for fast skip-in delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au.
It's 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jefferson Shaw. AUKUS defence ministers have been grilled over their response to the escalation of violence in the Middle East as Israel rejects a 21-day ceasefire with Hezbollah. The Defence Pact joint press conference in London is the first of its kind outside the US. Hannah Sinclair reports.
The defence ministers from Australia, the UK and the US came together in London to discuss AUKUS developments, but the escalating conflict between Israel and Hezbollah dominated a lot of the press conference. They echoed calls for a 21-day ceasefire in the Middle East, but Israel has so far ruled one out, saying it will continue to fight Hezbollah with full force. The US and the UK are sending troops to Cyprus to prepare for potential evacuations if an all-out war does break out. But Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles was tight-lipped about what Australia's plans are.
The Federal Treasurer says cooperation with China is essential for trade and the economy. Jim Chalmers has held the first Australia-China strategic economic dialogue in 7 years. Dr. Chalmers says China's economic growth is in Australia's interest.
And we come to this understanding that Australia and China have complementary economies. As our largest trading partner, we have a deep interest in China's continued and stable economic growth and a deep interest in finding ways to continue cooperating where we can.
An inquiry into supermarkets has found Coles and Woolworths have increased their dominance in recent years as smaller independent outlets struggle. The ACCC has released its interim report into the sector. It's found suppliers are often forced to sell their produce at a loss, while shoppers say they're losing trust in pricing at the major grocery chains. Support services are being expanded for children fleeing domestic and family violence. The state government is investing in a program which provides a path to recovery for up to 1,800 who have been staying in refuges with mothers. Minister for the Prevention of Domestic Violence, Jodie Harrison, says the number of specialist workers will be increased.
Children who have experienced domestic and family violence, by providing specialist workers in women's refuges, to work with children and young people who have been in households where domestic and family violence has been present.
New documents reveal the Prime Minister made almost no attempt to retain the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Australia. Gabriel Hodson has more.
Letters obtained under Freedom of Information show Anthony Albanese and his sports minister ignore the pleas of Commonwealth Games officials to save the dumped Victorian Games and keep them in Australia. News Corp is reporting that formal meetings to work out a way forward never happened after the Commonwealth Games Federation and Commonwealth Games Australia both tried to secure meetings with the PM or his representative in the weeks after Daniel Andrews announced that last year Victoria wouldn't be the host. The letters also show that Albanese said it was up to states and territories to put their hands up when officials asked about federal support.
And clean-up efforts are underway across New South Wales after storms lashed much of the state. The state emergency services have been responding to dozens of jobs overnight. Conditions are expected to ease today. Only a shower or two is forecast.
Hope Sport.
Sydney Swans go in unchanged for tomorrow's grand final against Brisbane. Kiara Parker reports.
Team selection has been locked in for the AFL's biggest game of the season as the Swans and Lions prepare to battle it out at the MCG. Sydney go in unchanged after ruling out skipper Callum Mills, who has been battling a hamstring injury. Logan McDonald will play despite rolling his ankle last week. Robbie Fox looms as the likely sub for the Swans, while former Magpie Taylor Adams will miss out on his second consecutive grand final after being omitted from Sydney's emergency list for the second straight week.
Hope weather.
A chance of showers today, becoming less likely in the late morning. Winds southeasterly 20 to 30 kilometres an hour, increasing to 30 to 40 k's along the coast, heading to a top of 18 degrees across the city. Right now it's 15 in the city, 13 in the west. A shower or two tomorrow, getting up to 20 degrees. A high chance of showers on Sunday, a top of 23. A chance of showers on Monday, getting up to 22 degrees. That's the latest Hope News. I'm Jefferson Shaw. Here we go
again. Gorgi, strap yourselves in for Series 3 of She Wasn't Born Yesterday. I'm Janet.
And I'm Amelia. And we'll be chatting with some amazing guests.
Starting with Professor Georgina Long, Co-Medical Director of Melanoma Institute Australia, about how to save our skins.
And from Australian of the Year to Financial Planner of the Year expert, Michelle Stone explains how to boss your money.
We talk to a mental health GP about all things ADHD.
And the very sobering topic of women abused by clergy.
And so much more. She Wasn't Born Yesterday, new series, starts October on Apple Pods, Spotify or the Hope 103.2 app. We look forward to your company.
Need a skip bin delivered on time and on budget? Call OzTip Recycling. We have a range of skip bins available for immediate delivery, from infrastructure projects to household cleanups. If you need it, we've got it ready to go. OzTip, delivering is our promise. Recycling is our passion. That's why we're managing waste today for a cleaner tomorrow. OzTip Recycling. Fast skip bin delivery at the best price. Book online now at oztiprecycling.com.au. Station sponsor.
In Timor-Leste, three quarters of the population struggle to access adequate healthcare due to their remote living conditions. Mission Aviation Fellowship is a Christian organisation that uses aircraft to bring essential services to these areas in Timor-Leste and 23 other countries. Last year, MAF flew 320 medevac flights in Timor-Leste, almost one life-saving flight every day. Join us in bringing hope to the people of Timor-Leste. Visit our website to donate today, maf.org.au/TL.
Station sponsor.
Croydon for the M4 East. We have a truck breakdown sitting eastbound Carlingford North Rocks Road at Oaks Road. Traffic lights are flashing yellow. Slow for the Rosedale Link inbound towards the Anzac Bridge following a breakdown that's cleared off. And Kaima General Homes Drive slowing up northbound towards Bestick Street following an earlier crash. Traffic isn't smooth all the time, but if you're about to move home, Storage King can smooth the way with storage, moving and more. Get a plan just for you at storageking.com.au. Station sponsor. I'm Monique Pavino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 103.2.
Can you believe they let us do this?
Oh, you're in for the best show.
Oh, death!
Brendan, I need you to breathe.
Yep, he's gone.
Okay, guys.
Mark's on.
Oh, Shania.
Danabelle.
All right, let's do this.
Hope Breakfast.
One, two, three, four.
Brendan and Danny Bell.
It's the final day of the school term. The third term for 2024 comes to an end. Holidays are starting. The airports are filling up. It's getting crazy. The roads are getting crazy as people are jumping on the highways to head on out of here to go away for a couple of weeks. Now, if you're travelling, please take care out there and, of course, give yourself plenty of time at the airport. The weather's a bit and the high traffic for the busiest day of the year so far.
It's also end of school for HSC students. Send us your words of advice, shout outs and encouragements as they wrap up and head to exam prep.
Yep, you can text in at 0448402020. But up next, do you like sauce on your pastries? So like your pie or sausage roll? Because you just do it continually, right? You take a bite, you put a bit of sauce on it, take another bite.
Reapply.
Reapply. Just keep, that's the general consensus of how to do it. Well, one grandpa has revealed the genius way that he applies sauce to his sausage roll, and it's an absolute game changer. We'll share with you what it is next. Let's just pretend.
I don't know if I'm gonna keep up. She said I can't.
but I don't know if I'm gonna keep up.
Almost Monday here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
It's always weird saying that. Almost Monday. It's Friday. What?
It's true.
Anyway, 1-300-40-2020. Do you have a particular way of consuming something? Because a grandpa has gone viral for the way he consumes his sausage roll. Now, for many people who, you know, get a
first
sausage roll
young.
From the bakery, right?
Yeah.
They get it in a bag. You've got it in the little takeaway bag. You wrap it around the sausage roll. You pull the sausage roll out at, you know, a couple of centimetres. You put a couple of dabs of sauce on it, or the amount of sauce that you want on the end. You take a bite. You consume that sausage roll and then proceed to do it all over again. Another dab of sausage of the sauce, consume the sausage roll. Another dab of sausage of the sauce, take a bite of the sausage roll. That is the process. Well, this grandpa has said, do you know what? No. That is not the right way to do it.
Right.
He takes his sausage roll. He holds it in the palm of his hand, or he places it on,
well,
on a plate.
Yeah.
A board. He gets a knife and he slices only halfway through, like depth, right along the sausage roll across the top. Then with that knife, that split that he's just put in there, he opens it ever so slowly, just a little bit, puts his sauce down that.
Like a hot dog.
Yep. Then begins to consume it.
I thought he cuts the entire thing in half and then puts sauce down one side, sauce in.
No.
Like that's smart.
Like a hot dog bread roll.
That is
straight
smart.
Down there. Done.
Oh, now I want to. Dang it. Stop.
There's a bakery down the road.
Yeah, seriously.
We're coming.
Wow, that's so smart. Well, it makes me think of how I have my meat pie.
Oh, no.
What?
Do you have a weird way of doing it?
Judgment. Okay. So,
hit me.
So take the lid off the top.
Oh, you're one of those.
Pour this, like, squeeze all the sauce on it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, depending on how I'm feeling, this is how I used to do it in high school. I would eat out all the mince, and then I would eat the pastry separate. So you still had the gravy from the pastry.
Yeah.
So it's like a sauce, and you just eat it.
No, changes the gravy.
Our can't camera guy is dying right now.
Yeah, I'm dying right
Christian's
now.
Dying.
Like, I see children do that. You're an adult.
Oh, you know what? We're having a good debrief after this show.
I'm just going by what I see, Danny Bell.
No.
Many children consume it that way. No judgment to the children.
Or you take the meat pie and you just bite into it and then you pour the sauce on the top and you bite, keep biting.
So then, like,
it.
You get the bit of, like, the sauce hits your palate.
But the meat goes everywhere. Thank you so much.
No.
Yes, it does.
Not if you're eating with your mouth open. You're going to eat properly. Now,
in you better shut up. Excuse me. It's in the pie. When you're eating the pie in your hand and it all comes out when you're eating it that way. Don't give me
that
look at you.
And that is that your justification as to why you scoop it all out of the pie?
I'm looking to my right. Friends on my left.
Can't even deal. You are hilarious. But I like to have the pie and then put the sauce on it.
Yeah.
Then you get the sauce that hits the palate a little bit.
What are you?
Excuse me.
Connoisseur.
I am Master Chef. And then take the next bite. So then the rest of the bite that comes in your mouth, then you get the flavour of the gravy and everything else. It's not all blended into one.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Thank you. Call me
Master Chef?
Preston. Matt Preston.
I was going to say. I was trying to think of his name.
Get my cravat. But There are interesting ways that people eat. I know people who they'll go up and load their plate and they'll keep all of the items completely separate. They cannot touch.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty tough in a buffet.
It's no. They still have it on the plate. They just make sure that nothing touches on the plate. No way. They're like, my salad is here, my protein is there, my pasta or sauce or whatever that might be different to the green salad is over there, and
plates.
It's all spread out.
Just get separate plates. That's ridiculous.
No, but then they'll have a separate plate for each thing. Then you might have your steamed veg.
That's basically what you're doing
on
your one plate.
You might have, and then even then, you're going to separate all the different types of veg. That's, you're walking away with 15 plates on your arm.
No, but here's the thing. I'm thinking of your well-being. If it means so much to you that the food does not touch, like, God forbid it touches on the plate and then suddenly our dinner's ruined, just get separate plates and we're all good.
Put the 15 plates in front of me and true. Then I can eat. Dinnerbell, it's not
it's
me
like a
that
degustation.
Does this. I've seen these people do it.
It's but like anyway, a degustation, you know?
Do you have a particular way of consuming something? 1-300-40-2020, that is the number to call. We want to hear your story of how you consume something differently. Or text us on 0448-40-2020. We'll take your stories next after Clean Bandit here on Hope Brekkie.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be.
I'd rather be. Clean Bandit here on Hope Recce with Brendan and Danny Bell, and we're talking all things about how you consume your food. Do you have a weird way that you eat or consume your food? Because someone, a grandpa, has been filmed and released on the socials about how he eats a sausage roll. It's like a hamburger. It's like a hot dog bun.
I'm just calling it. We might slice be doing right this down the middle. After the show.
Oh, no, 100%. Yes. Slice right down the middle, and then you put the sauce down that cut strip and then consume
like it's a hot dog.
The sausage roll. Yep.
Oh, my
Perfect.
Gosh.
And Jason joins us this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, guys.
Okay. What are you weighing in on this one? What do you consume and how do you do it?
Okay. First of all, Danielle, I just want you to know that I see you and I consume my meat pie the same way.
Oh, Jason, you're breaking up. I'm sorry,
he's
can't
not.
Hear you.
I'm paneling. You're up loud, mate. Thank you so much, Jason. I feel validated. Okay, you may continue now.
So, look, Brendan, if you're objecting to this, I want you to know, like, picture this. You have a hot cheese meat pie and you're just biting into it and the cheese... Hot cheese, by the way, is oozing out onto your hands and
yes.
burning your hands.
Thank you.
It's just not practical. So you have to take the lid off and eat the meat first and then the pastry.
Okay, but number one, who has cheese on their pie?
What?
The cheese is in the pie.
In the pie, legend.
A cheese in the pie?
Yeah.
Who steak has and
cheese?
That?
Have you never had steak and cheese?
No. I've had a steak pie, had a meat
we're
pie.
We're definitely going to the bakery after this.
Not a steak and cheese pie.
Oh, Jason,
what
please
is
continue.
Even going on? Here I am with my one in a million pie and how I consume it.
Well, you need to expand your taste buds.
Listen,
yeah, get
I have a
cultured.
Very good bakery down the road. You don't play with what's original and the best.
Oh, no, we're going to go then. I'm going to film it and we're going to put it on Instagram and bless the people.
No one
and
needs
you're
going to
buy them all.
Munching on a pie.
Okay. So, Jason, so the cheese, yeah, you've got to eat it the way that we just talked about, right?
Okay, cheese in your pie. Text in if you object to that. Thank you.
I'm sure. Oh, was that it? So the cheese, you got to cut open the top. You can't eat it like how you would eat a meat pie. Brendan?
I can eat a pie normally, but with the cheese in it, it's like the cheese oozing out, it burns.
Yeah. No, it burns.
I prefer to take the lid off and just enjoy the pastry first and then the meat and then the pastry.
All right. In a traditional and original world, you've got a pie without cheese. Do you still consume it the same way or do you have it only that way because of the cheese?
Yeah, I still consume it that way as well because you can put the tomato
Thanks for your call, Jason. Thank you. Bye.
Mix the sauce in with the mint.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Jason. No, I agree with Jason. And you know who else agrees with Jason? Hayley, I eat meat pies like Danny Bell. Thank you so much. Text from Gemma. Also, I'm 100% with Danny Bell and how she eats meat pies. The only way to do it.
All right. I'm just doing a little shout-out to
Thanks,
my people because clearly they're busy driving. When you get to your destination and you pull over, can you text 0884020 and let me know how you don't consume your pie like Danabelle.
Don't worry about messaging. It's okay.
Nah. It's very, very strange. But, hey, Gemma's also texted and she said, my husband eats sausage rolls weird. He puts it upside down on the plate and peels the bottom section of the pastry off to eat first. Then he eats the rest with sauce. Why? I think I can answer that.
Yeah.
It's because it's double pastry on the bottom because it's where it overlaps and wraps on the bottom of the sausage roll. He just wants an even amount of pastry.
Yes.
Around the sausage.
Yeah, makes sense.
Done.
Text 800 says, yes, definitely cheese in a pie. Thank you.
What?
L, go the New Zealand steak and cheese. Yeah, I think it's a Kiwi thing. It's the steak and cheese pie.
Okay. Well, I'm in Australia, so just, you know, stick to the traditional and the best.
I'm sure.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
What is it, Doc?
Well, your temperature's rising. Hope 103.2 looks like you have spring fever.
Spring fever comes to everyone.
Yep, we've got spring fever, which may explain the incredible sponsorship offers we've come up with. There are some amazing discounted packages available right now that you can use straight away or any time up until the end of February next year. We've developed these packages to fit with your marketing plans. You use them when you're ready.
Watch that fever climb.
Take advantage of our spring feverish offers today. Check out the details at hope1032.com.au.
The end of an era. After over 60 years selling quality Italian furniture, Brescia Furniture is closing its doors and saying goodbye. A once-in-a-lifetime sale. Everything must go. Leather and fabric lounges, dining suites, bedroom furniture and accessories, priced to clear. Your chance to buy unmistakable Italian luxury at the lowest prices. Come in store to Brescia Furniture closing sale now on 119 Cabramatta Road, Cabramatta.
Station sponsor.
Ride Blackson Road on the approach towards North Road. We have a breakdown affecting southbounders this morning. A slow run through Croydon for the M4 East. A truck breakdown affecting eastbounders. Carlingford North Rocks Road at Oaks Road. Traffic lights are flashing yellow. Mascot very slow towards the international terminal approaches this morning for Mars Street and Airport Drive. Very heavy for Strathfield Centenary Drive northbound from the Hume Highway as you approach Arthur Street. And Ermington Silverwater Road is crawling southbound towards Silverwater Bridge. I'm Anik Pavino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope 1032.
Hope 1032.
I can leave my whole world in your hands. Let you hold it together like the day was forever. Siempre dice lo mismo que ayer. Nunca me dejarás. Yo no seré dinero, ni mucho de la fama, pero sé que te quiero y sé que tú me amas. Que se escuche en el cielo, lo gritaré con ganas, que soy tuyo, soy solo tuyo. Oh, 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 oh.
Since I met you,
I haven't.
Life rearranged since I let you.
It did.
Y'all think Jesus take the wheel is a cliche.
Whoa.
In my life, it turns out it was the best move. I'm yours, not concerned with what the rest do.
Not at all.
I'm sure it's the reason why I'm blessed too. I'm all yours, truly yours. Limitless.
No limits.
When God starts to finish,
it's all real.
Reject me, I know God is with me. I was feeling so empty, your love came and filled me. Now everything has changed, you broke the chains that held me.
Whoa.
I just wanna tell you that I need you.
Whoa.
I just wanna go where you need me.
Whoa.
And I know that you'll never leave me. Your love came down through the fire just to reach me.
Woo.
I can leave my whole world in your hands. Let you hold it together like today was forever. You told me all you needed was a chance. Just show me the way. You opened up the heavens. You took my heart and showed me. Show me the way to love you. The same way that you love me. I'll scream it from the heavens. I'll even tell the mountains that I'm all yours. That I'm only yours.
Oh,
Social Club Misfits here on Hope Breaky with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And a big shout out to Mandy. Thank you so much for your text. She says, nope, Danny Bell is wrong.
Oh,
so wrong.
Ouch.
In the way that you consume your pies. Excuse me, don't you ouch
me. Yeah, but
me.
I'd like to say, Michael, shout out to him. Our kids all remove the top from meat pies, apply sauce to both parts, then consume separately.
Yeah, pause. You notice that it says kids. Our kids
okay,
eat it that
bridge.
Way.
And then Joel, I love this joke, my sauces tell me that Danny Bell is right. On that note, it is 8:30, so it is time for the latest news headlines. Jefferson Shaw, good morning.
Good morning, Danabel. Good morning, Brendan. Israel is rejecting calls from world leaders for a 21-day ceasefire with Hezbollah. Benjamin Netanyahu has denied reports a deal is imminent, instead directing soldiers to keep fighting with full force in Lebanon. That's despite the U.S. insisting the ceasefire statement from world leaders was coordinated with Israel. An inquiry into the supermarket sector has found Australians have lost trust in Coles and Woolworths. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission has released its interim report, which found the major supermarkets may be hoarding undeveloped sites in order to discourage competitors from building new stores. A rideshare driver has been charged over a crash which killed his two passengers in Sydney's southwest. A 41-year-old father and his 12-year-old daughter died when a sedan and ute collided at Milperra. Letters show the Prime Minister made no attempt to keep the 2026 Commonwealth Games in Victoria. News Corp has obtained documents under Freedom of Information laws which show Anthony Albanese and his sports minister rejected a formal meeting with organisers. Ukraine's president has met with US President Joe Biden to outline Ukraine's plan to defend against Russia. From the Oval Office, Mr. Biden announced a new $3.5 billion package, including munitions, drones, and counter-drone measures. And in sport, the Sydney Swans and Brisbane Lions will today wrap up their preparations for tomorrow's AFL Grand Final with training runs on the MCG. Both teams are looking to erase Grand Final heartbreak, having lost deciders in the last 2 years. Brendan and Danny Bell, I'll be back with more news at 9 o'clock.
Thank you, Jefferson. And up next, Earth, this beautiful planet that we find ourselves living on, is getting a new mini moon.
Wait, what?
Yep. I will tell you more about what that is and when it's coming next.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell on Hope 103.2.
Hollywood Smile. Earlwood style. Get the smile you love at Earlwood Dental Care. We take care of everything dental, from general dental care to Invisalign, braces, veneers and implants, including all on four. And we accept all health funds and afterpay. Smile with confidence wherever you are. Runway, school day or cafe. Station sponsor Earlwood Dental Care. Healthy teeth, happy smiles. Visit earlwooddentalcare.com.au to make an appointment.
Recently, I reread the story of Joshua and the walls of Jericho, where they marched around the city for 7 days and on the seventh day gave a trumpet call and shout and the walls came down. This story is not just an ancient tale. It is a testament to the power and faithfulness of God in our lives today. It teaches us that no wall is too high, no obstacle too great, and no promise too far out of reach when we place our trust in God. Just as the walls of Jericho fell because God declared they would, His promises to us today are just as certain, unswerving, and exceedingly precious. The Israelites' victory was a direct result of their obedience to God's instructions. They could have marched, blown horns, and shouted without end. But without God's power, the walls would have remained. We are reminded that we need God in every aspect of our lives, our battles, our relationships, our careers, and our families. Be encouraged. With God, the impossible becomes possible. I'm Heidi Wiseman from HopeWithHeidi.com.
Sydney's Hope. 103.2.
When you see broken beyond repair, I see healing. When you see too far gone, I see one step away from home. How many times can one heart break? It was never supposed to be this way. Look in the mirror, but you find someone you never thought you'd be. Still recognize the one I love in your tear-stained eyes.
price I paid. And there's nothing you could ever do to lose what grace has won. My child, my beloved, the new creation, you're becoming. You see the scars from when you fail, but I see the stories they will tell. You see worthless, but I see priceless. You see pain, but I see a purpose. You see unworthy, undeserving, but I see you through eyes of mercy. Beyond repair, I see healing beyond belief. You're not too far gone.
Matthew West here on Hope Brekkie with Brendan and Danny Bell.
His mates call him Maddie West. Earth is about to gain a new cosmic companion.
Oh, that's fun.
A brand new moon. A smaller moon. It's going to enter our orbit on Sunday. It'll be visible through a telescope.
Whoa.
And it will be with us for 53 days before it escapes out of Earth's atmosphere and disappears off into the solar system. That's right.
That's so cool.
A very own moon. Another moon.
As long as it's not Sailor Moon.
No. Stop. But yes, this moon, it is a 33-foot wide asteroid. It was spotted on August the 7th by NASA's experts who look out for asteroids and the safety of Earth. It will be entering our orbit, where it will go around the Earth, the trajectory of the Earth, where it will briefly be here in Earth's gravitational field, which is quite fascinating.
That's
Annabelle,
cool.
Do you need a moment? You're like, you're absolutely killing yourself. And I'm talking about God's creation. Don't laugh in the face of the Lord.
No, I'm laughing at my joke.
Sailor Moon.
Yes.
I moved on to save you the embarrassment.
Oh, excuse me. All the 90s babies are loving this right now.
They're like, what about Sailor Moon?
But how cool.
She's gone. You need to have coffee earlier in the day just to, like, balance you out. You were bragging before that you haven't had coffee until late. This is my first coffee, guys. And now it's hit you.
Sorry.
Like some sort of cosmic
thing. Okay, you're trying to link it back to the moon again?
Yes, because that's what we planned to talk about was the moon.
I'm good. That's great.
Are you sure you're good?
Yeah.
Need a moment? Want to phone a friend?
Stop.
It's got 50-50. We can move to another story.
Oh, should we bring up meat pies again? Oh, God.
No. Anyone who's tuned in right now is going, what are these people doing? But anyway, do you have the stargazing app?
Oh, yes. I got that when I first got my iPhone.
Right.
Like ages ago. Many moons ago. But
do you use
it though? Yes, I got the app. Oh, okay. I was going to finish what I was saying. So when I first got it ages ago, that's when I used to use it. But now it takes a lot of your battery. It kills your battery. I haven't used it for years.
That's
for many moons.
Good. I'll be outside and I'm like, oh, is that a satellite? Or I can't.
We go got to go to a song.
Can we save me from this trauma that is you Whoa. Just gone? Come back, Jenny Bell.
Everybody gets lost sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still be patient with you.
Major Lazer with Justin Bieber here on Hope Breaky with Brendan, Danny Bell, and your favourite, Ben McGegan.
Bonjour, amigos. How are you going?
Benny, how do you eat your meat pie?
I want to say like a normal person, but I understand that's a loaded statement. So I just
a normal
eat,
person.
I just
okay, hang eat. On, wait. I've got to find out what his definition of a normal person is.
Well, I don't like take it apart or anything. I just eat it. Like that, I don't know how better to describe it than thank you, Brendan, for standing
Brendan,
in the
turn your mic off. Do you hold it in the silver in the tray?
In the tray,
peel it down and eat it like that.
Yeah, I do that if the silver tray comes with the pie, which it does or does not.
Normally does.
The other day, the pie I had the other day, this week did not.
Oh, copy that.
And that was a good pie, though, just quietly.
Very good.
Yeah.
I have been joined by my fellow listener friends I take the lid off the top and I put the tomato sauce.
Yep.
And then I eat the meat pie. Christian's still shaking his head at me.
Brendan's definitely shaking his head.
And Brendan's shaking his head. But I take out the meat pie. The minced meat inside.
Yeah, I'm with you on this journey, yeah.
And then after that, I eat the pastry separate.
So that's not what
it's
I
fantastic.
Did.
Fantastic.
And I never thought to do that. And
but
why,
people have agreed and also disagreed, but yes.
Why do you not want the combined flavouring of the meat and the pastry at the same time? Like what? Because they're packaged together. Why separate them out when they're already pre-packaged like that?
I'll tell you
Because it's a pie.
It depends on the mood that I'm in.
Right, okay. Which
way I'll eat it.
Right. So what kind of mood is that when you take off the top and put the tomato sauce in? What mood are you in?
I don't want to spill the hot minced meat all over my hands.
I can dig it. That's when you turn the pie upside down, because don't you find that the top is like kind of holds on better than the bottom? Yeah.
Oh, that's another one for Ben McKechnie.
Oh, thank you. Calm down.
Thank you, Brendan.
I didn't realize I was revolutionizing pie eating
just changing, by saying these
it's
things.
Changing Brendan's mind.
When you're in another mood of pie eating, Danny Bell, what happens on that occasion?
I'm now blown away by the turning it upside down and eating it.
That's
you've got the soft part on the top.
Yeah, yeah. And when you're in the mood for not spilling it on yourself, which is pretty much all the time.
Which is all the time.
It's a good way to go with a pie, I have found.
Oh, very good.
And I don't need to rip the top off, put the sauce in, and then scoop the meat out. And then, Brendan, you're just not with this at all.
Not at all.
It's all good. Hey,
I grew up as a child.
You did grow up as a child, yes?
He likes calling me a child. Today he likes calling me a kid.
No,
that's what you've been saying.
That's what you've been saying.
Children.
Exactly.
Children.
That's amazing.
It's childish or it's in a nursing home. It's one or the other. You pick.
Where is this going, Brendan?
Well, they've got to take their teeth out, the pastry and the meat together. It just doesn't work.
I'm just letting him talk.
Because
I got to talk before, so I'm letting him talk now.
Yes.
Anyway, we found out that Opal cards, there's $143 million worth that's not claimed. People have bought it.
That's not on one person's Opal card. $143 million worth of travel.
Elon Musk.
It's on 18
card.
Million cards.
Jinkies.
It's across those.
Far out.
What do you like with gift vouchers?
Just quietly, I want to find one of those Opal cards that's lying on the ground that someone's not using and just take part of that $143 million in spirit of generosity. What was the question?
How are you with gift cards and all that sort of stuff?
Oh, yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Do you use it straight away? No, I don't.
I have been that person that's forgotten about it. And then I was really grateful. Didn't the law change here a number of years ago where, you know, there were limits on, you had like a year to use a gift voucher, which was ridiculous because someone had paid for that and then somehow the company would just take your money. What?
Yeah, wild.
And then I think it's extended out to 3 years now you have to use it. But I have been known to, after a year or two, to reflect one, you know, maybe I'm eating a pie and I think, oh, hang on, didn't I get that gift voucher? Like a billion years ago, and I have not used it. So now I am much more diligent, vigilant on my card using. Thank you, Danny Bell.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Benny, what's happening after 9?
Oh, look, there's a few things happening, guys, as he tracks through his mind to think, what was he just jotting down? That's what I was doing.
Yes.
I really wanted to celebrate all the teachers, particularly in public schools, but also just teachers around the place, but in particular, a whole bunch of teachers that throughout this whole year have done amazing extracurricular work that last night I witnessed firsthand the fruits of their labors. So I want to celebrate the teachers and explain why they did such an awesome job this year, let alone other years.
Love that. Thanks, Benny.
Hope Breakfast with Brendan and Danny Bell. 1032.
Refugee children in Uganda urgently need your help. Many are orphans, dying from hunger. Jesus said that whatever you do for that person in need, you do for me. You can feed a hungry refugee child for a month for just $6. By giving a little, you can do a lot.
Thank you.
More than a meal, you'll give them a future.
Give now at feedthehungry.org.au. Station sponsor, Feed the Hungry.
Is your soap making your dry, sensitive skin worse? The answer could be as simple as Soap de Villa's divine range of goat's milk soap. Soft and gentle on skin and a trusted natural remedy for your skin irritations. Proudly Australian made and packaged in eco-friendly materials with free delivery. It's the goat of soap. Station sponsor, Soap de Villa. Luxury in every bar. Order now at soapdevilla.com.au and save 10% with promo code RADIO.
Kent Council is unique.
Not just because we're the only cancer charity
that deals with every aspect of every cancer,
but because no one else
has a network of tens of thousands of staff,
volunteers and supporters
who give their time, energy and experience to one common goal, the defeat of cancer.
an amazing organisation,
where amazing work
is being done every day.
Together, we will beat cancer. Cancer Council New South Wales. Call 13 11 20.
Carlingford, North Rocks Road and Oaks Road traffic lights are flashing yellow. Artarmon, the Gore Hill Freeway off-ramp through to the Pacific Highway, a breakdown sitting northbound for the M4 motorway, a breakdown reported eastbound through Hull Road and slow for the M4 back from Mitchambury eastbound into Greystanes. Traffic is in recovery mode through Rose Hill, James Roos Drive southbound towards Prospect Street following an earlier crash that's cleared off, and Ermington Silverwater Road queuing up southbound on the approach towards Silverwater Bridge. I'm Monique Bovino, taking another look at Sydney traffic in 15 minutes on Hope
1032. Hope 1032, out and about with you, wherever you are.
Switchfoot here on Hope Brekkie with Brendan and Danny Bell.
And school holidays officially starts at the end of the day for all the final schools that are wrapping up. If you're heading away, going for a travel, heading, you know, interstate, overseas maybe, stay safe, please.
Yes, please.
Yeah, it is wet out on those roads still, so if you're driving, also be extra cautious. Mm-hmm. We're looking out for you, fam.
No, 100%. And also continue to encourage those around us who are going through the HSC last days for year 12s today. And as they go on to do their exams, may you continue to pray for them and uplift them. Send messages to them as well. That'll be awesome just to lift them up. Because we've, you know, our generation, we've been through that and it was wild and exciting and ups and downs. So definitely and come around them and encourage them.
That's it. And that's it for us. We're going to head out of here and enjoy our weekends. We'll be back for Monday at 6.
Love ya.
News. Thanks to station sponsor Spannenberg & Son, your home renovation and extension specialist since 1971. Visit www.yourhomeextension.com.au.
It's 9 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Jefferson Shaw. The US says a proposal for a 21-day ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah was coordinated with Israel, despite Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu rejecting the plan. Talks are continuing between US and Israeli officials at the UN General Assembly in New York, where Mr. Netanyahu will speak tomorrow. The BBC's James Landale reports.
What some diplomats have noted is that Mr. Netanyahu has not thus far explicitly ruled out a ceasefire. They're drawing some hope from that. They are hoping that tomorrow Mr. Netanyahu will be as pugnacious and uncompromising in public as he normally is, but in private they hope he will be more amenable and more considered. Certainly tonight the Americans and the Israelis are locked in intensive talks about this. The argument the Americans are making is that all-out war will not make northern Israel safer, but a negotiated settlement would.
The defense minister says thousands of Australians are still in Lebanon as Israeli airstrikes continue. The federal government is urging those remaining to leave while the airport is still open. Speaking at defense talks in the UK, Richard Miles refused to comment on whether Australia plans to send more troops to the Middle East. Shoppers have lost all confidence in supermarket pricing, according to an inquiry. The ACCC has released its interim report into major grocers, finding Coles and Woolworths have increasing dominance in the sector, while suppliers are also being forced to sell their produce at a loss. Deputy Chair Mick Keogh says stakeholders have several issues, which they will continue to investigate.
The concerns revolve around high prices, excess profit margins, and confusing pricing policies. The next stage of our inquiry will examine all these issues in great detail. We will also be conducting public hearings involving senior executives of the major supermarket.
A rideshare driver has been charged over a crash which killed a father and daughter in Sydney's southwest. Katie Fuller.